So I've been making a jarring and alarming amount of mistakes. It's not actually anybody's fault except for my own. We are doing too much talking around here for too many hours that are unplanned. I thought you guys were uncommonly kind today in not eviscerating me in a way I would have totally eviscerated Stugatz for listening, half listening to that read you were doing on ESPN Daily about Mina Kimes and Antonio Brown and me pivoting to Mike being annoying when he talks about the Cleveland Browns, because I'm literally half listening there. I heard the Brown and not the Antonio, and I just went straight to Mike annoying people with his Cleveland Browns takes, and today he did so with Mina Kimes. He brought Mina Kimes on, who has the best Q rating on our show in terms of just people liking her. As personalities go around here, they like her more than they like anybody. So we tried to offset Mike's annoying, obnoxious, strident Cleveland Browns homerisms with some Mina Kimes lovability. And in the middle of that, of course, I make what sounds like a mistake. And at this point, I'm skittish and I'm vulnerable because the mistakes that I'm making, Stugatz, you guys attack them so quickly and so well, and I'm making so many of them that I immediately sort of retreated when Mina Kimes and Mike Ryan made fun of me for saying that you can find Borat's movie on Apple Plus. And it was a real condescending mocking of me, but from both of you.
Well, that's what the young people do, Dan.
Please, Mina, before I let you go, and this is, keep in mind, we're apologizing, but Borat can be found on Prime Video, not Apple Plus. All right? So don't make another mistake while we're apologizing for ours.
Well, he just did. I was gearing up to apologize for letting me laugh at him like he was a fool, honestly, for saying that Ted Lasso is what the show we were talking about. It was on Apple Plus. But now with this Borat gaffe, I'm back. I don't have to apologize for anything. You just canceled out our gaffe with your own gaffe, and we're even again. So apology rescinded.
I'm actually going to still apologize. However, I am going to point out that you called it flatly Apple Plus, which is kind of weird. Because the official name, we were arguing that it's called Apple TV. We were all wrong. I'd like for you to apologize to me too, Dan.
Well,
because
this really,
it's Apple TV
this,
Plus.
This really blew up in my face.
This is taking
it?
A turn.
I was expecting a big public apology where I would get to be grandiose and for a moment less mistake prone. And listen to her. Listen to her still howling with laughter back there. My bad. It's all moving very fast.
You're making it worse.
It's all there. Look, my options on number of places that I can go. It's Netflix. It's Hulu. It's Apple TV Plus. Listen to her. She's just howling with laughter. Is this it? This is the end of the apology? That's it? You're done?
She never apologized. All right. I did, but depending on your apology to me.
All right, Mina. Thank you for being on with us.
Wait. Before I let Mina go,
very heartfelt.
And I have other members of the Shipping Container here that have been poking around trying to get your gambling picks, and the Big Suey ended with me trying desperately to get some sort of little bit of analysis I could read into and play a player prop. Have you settled in on a little bit of analysis yet?
You've had many hours now.
Because give me something.
I want to bet
give
on
it
something.
Give it up. Give it
well,
up.
Well, hold on
give
a second. Hold on. Hold on. Let me tease it out for a second. Just for those of you who weren't listening 4 hours ago when Mina Kimes was doing that with Mike, Mina Kimes is 15-2-1 on her gambling picks documented. It's 3-0, 3-0, 2-1, 2-1, 2-0-1. And 3-0. She has not had a losing week this season. And so what have you decided in terms, because me and Mike Ryan, we send you a text Sunday morning since the season started, who you got today, who do you like? You have not shared those with anybody else?
No, zero humans. Only you guys are privy to my gambling advice.
I'm really not certain if you should do this because you're hot right now, and I feel like if you stray away from what's working, it might have a bad effect on your picks. I'm not as badly as I want them. I'm not certain you should give them out to us.
It already stresses me out knowing, first of all, the streak is stressing me out. I'm like Adam Sandler and Uncut Gems over here, like every Sunday, just tweaking. Second, it's like I don't want to disappoint you guys. Now, on top of that, to disappoint the audience, no thank you. My gambling advice is staying for an audience of two.
Mina, though, you could go 0-13 and we couldn't be mad at you. Like, you could go your next.
I'd be a little mad.
I start to get a little pissed off after 10, Dan.
She could
have
stretch. Juice Monster's coming to get me.
Okay, fine.
Nina,
you could go.
Mixing a dub.
Well, wait a minute. If she goes in 0-10, she's still making us money.
Dan, if I keep doubling down after.
I'm sorry. Up in the units.
All right. If I keep doubling down after 9 consecutive losses, sorry, I'm starting to get pissed at Mina. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, you know what? You can get them on ESPN TV Plus or whatever our new platform is.
All right. Is there a matchup that could be exploited by a certain team, and I can read into that and play my props?
That is actually an okay way to do it. You're not down with that, Stugacz?
I mean, she's having a season of seasons right now. I know, but I'm not certain I give them to anyone but you two.
Okay, but all Mike is asking for there
is... But Mike gets them anyways.
But Mike is asking for analysis. He's asking for analysis that will allow him to make an extrapolation.
I'll say this. I think Saints Bears is going to be a low scoring game. How about that?
Under.
Can you work with that?
Wait a minute. That's all she said.
Are you sure?
Well, wait a minute. That's a little more specific, I think, than you want to be. So let's retract that because we don't want to jinx it.
Okay.
You could take that back. Okay. We're going to take that back.
Sorry.
We're taking it back, Mike. We're taking it back.
I already texted my guy.
We are texting.
I already bet it.
We are taking it back. It has been
mortgage back.
It has been taken back. I think the reason that he wants you to be more general is because he won. I don't think this. I know this. He won his prop bet on Rams running game specifically because your analysis was that the Bears, for as good as their defense is alleged to be, are not good at stopping the run, and the Rams, according to film study that she's been doing, the Rams are running the ball about as efficiently as they did when they made it to the Super Bowl. That's the kind of analysis that he would like, where he can make a number of different bets because he bet all sorts of rushing game props. That's what he's looking for. Do you feel comfortable doing that? Because I feel like we could say that that is not a jinx diluter on what we've been doing.
I feel like I've turned into this, like, service provider. And frankly, I kind of resent it. Mm-hmm. Like,
You can start charging. You could just give the pick.
Right. I would start charging people.
I want to hear her complaints, though. Let's hear the service provider says what.
I used to be coming on the show for my humor and personality and the dialogue, and now you guys are just like, Mina, give me a pick over under. Like, I feel like this has changed the tenor of our relationship.
That's right.
I'm asking.
Right.
I'm asking for analysis.
Makes me a little uncomfortable.
I'm not asking directly analysis. For a pick. I'm asking you for your golden nugget analysis. You're going to share it on NFL
All right,
Live.
Let's do it this way, Mina. Let's do it another way because I feel like her complaint is a fair one. Would you just give us the single best analysis that you feel like you're going to deliver this week on NFL Live? Of all the analysis that you believe to be your best analysis, what has been or will be the best?
Okay. Let's see. Patriots-Bills is a good game, and I feel like the Pats will be able to run on Buffalo.
Damian Harris over.
Wow. Oh,
there it is. Mike, don't shout.
Harris.
Mike, be more subtle than that. She's not a service provider. She is not. She is our friend.
You think they get Cam on the run?
Well put, Mina. Just leave it there. We will leave it on that note. We think
Newton
that is excellent.
Newton, I think we can all think.
Mike,
Burkhead going to get involved?
Burkhead, Jesus.
This
Christ.
Is the only text I get from you guys all week is Sunday morning. It used to be, how are you feeling, Mina?
Right.
How are things?
You think Cam finds that connection with Edelman? Or?
I'm leaving.
Okay. We should call Dan Orlovsky, I think, maybe.
You think we should call Orlovsky? Yeah, how would you feel about
that,
Mina?
I'm sure Swagoo wouldn't pull back his apology.
I don't think Orlovsky knows who you guys are.
He's been on the show.
I've been in an elevator with him.
Yeah, well, give him a call. Have him on the show. See how it goes.
All right, well, this really blew up in my face. I was waiting for an apology. Instead, I got more things wrong. We've insulted and hurt Mina, it sounds like. I'm sorry, Mina. How am I apologizing to you? How did this become? But I am sorry. I am sorry we have done this to you.
She really turned the tables on you.
This is Mina, this is what just happened, okay? You, I want you to imagine Mina Kimes just sort of dressed for work, okay, at her most professional. And basically what just happened is she walked into a crack house where we were all fiending asking for her gambling picks. There was a desperation, an addiction, a darkness, and the smell of urine in here.
Mina, Damian Harris is on the injury report with an ankle. Should I be concerned?
I'm not. You know what? This tap is closed.
Who's the next person on the depth chart?
It's Burkhead.
Yes, close the tap. Don't take a Burkhead prop. Mike, if you take
Harris
a,
is out.
Mike, if, Harris might be out.
Mike, if you take a Burkhead prop, I will stage an intervention.
Really?
I will stage.
I'm taking a Burkhead prop please, every week.
Let me just leave you with this. I do think Burkhead will eat in this game.
No! Oh, he's going to eat! There's going to be eating!
There will be eating!
I'm feeding a Burkhead!
My favorite thing!